I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's military says it carried out new airstrikes on Yemen against what it said were Houthi rebel targets, a day after the Houthis launched three drones at Israel. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz threatened the Houthis in a video, saying anyone who harms Israel will be harmed in return.
תקיפת צה"ל היום בתימן היא מסר חד וברור למנהיג ארגון הטרור החות'י, עבד אל-מלק אל-חות'י, ולראשי ארגון הטרור החות'י בתימן. לא תהיה חסינות לאיש, נרדוף ונצוד אתכם ונשמיד את תשתיות הטרור שהקמתם.
The Houthis confirmed the strikes and said they occurred while people were rallying in Sana'a in support of Palestinians in Gaza. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering a possible TikTok ban, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
In 10 days, because this law was passed, TikTok cannot speak.
TikTok's attorney, Noel Francisco, argues the law banning the app violates the First Amendment.
Unless ByteDance executes a qualified divestiture.
President Biden's Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar argues that the popular social media platform is a potential threat and should be sold because parent company ByteDance is based in China. During oral arguments, Justice Sotomayor noted that TikTok collects a lot of data compared to other websites.
I don't think it's just about speech. It's about data control.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh pressed the question of national security risks.
You're just saying the means they chose to address that risk were incorrect.
Three appeals court judges have upheld the law, which is set to take effect January 19th unless the high court intervenes. Jennifer King, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was sworn in for a third six-year term after re-election widely viewed as illegitimate and as his administration grows increasingly brazen in cracking down on opponents. On Friday, the European Union imposed sanctions on 15 top Venezuelan officials who had a role in the country's 2024 election. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump received a no-penalty sentence in his hush money case, but was displeased at having been sentenced at all and called it despicable. AP correspondent Mike Sisak reports that the judge, Juan Merchan, said that this was an extraordinary case because it involved a former president and at this time of sentencing, a man who was about to be president again.
This was the lowest level of felony in New York State. The charges were falsifying business records, the underlying allegation that Donald Trump logged expenses as legal fees when in reality they were reimbursements to his then lawyer Michael Cohen for a hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels. Legal experts conclude that Trump has no other criminal history and would not necessarily have gotten jail time or prison time or any other substantial punishment had there not been the extraordinary circumstance of his election to the White House.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it's expanding sanctions against Russia's critically important energy sector over its war in Ukraine. The Biden administration bills the sanctions announced Friday as the most significant to date against Moscow's oil and liquefied natural gas sectors, the driver of Russia's economy. Administration officials say it's up to the incoming administration what to do next. The sanctions punish entities that do business with the Russians and target 183 oil-carrying vessels suspected to be part of the shadow fleet utilized by the Kremlin to evade oil sanctions. The Kremlin dismissed the sanctions ahead of their anticipated announcement. In less than a week, Joe Biden plans to send a farewell message to Americans as president, AP correspondent Donna Warder.
At a news conference Friday, President Joe Biden said he didn't think that dropping out of the 2024 presidential race helped deliver the election to Donald Trump.
I thought it was important to unify the party. And when the party was worried about whether or not I was going to be able to move, I thought it was, even though I thought I could win again, I thought it was better to unify the party.
And Biden says he still thinks he or Vice President Kamala Harris would have beaten Trump. On Wednesday, Biden will address the nation at 8 p.m. Eastern, delivering his farewell address from the Oval Office before President-elect Donald Trump is sworn in 5 days later. Donna Warder, Washington.
Some Los Angeles area residents have begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories even as the threat of new fires persist. For many, it has been a first look at the staggering reality of what was lost. Southern California faces a gargantuan challenge of overcoming the disaster and rebuilding. The blazes have killed at least 11 people. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.